This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mushtaba. All arrangements have been put in place for the second and final phase of assembly elections in Bihar. 122 constituencies spread over 20 districts will go to polls in this phase tomorrow. More than 3.70 crore voters will decide the fate of 1,302 candidates, including 136 women. Voting will begin at 7 a.m. and will conclude at 6 in the evening, except for 7 constituencies where it will end at 5 p.m. for security reasons. To convey the message of women's empowerment, 595 polling stations will be managed entirely by women polling staff, while 21 PWD polling booths will be operated by differently abled personnel. Additionally, 316 model polling stations have been established. Counting of votes will be taken up on the 14th of this month. By-elections for 8 assembly constituencies spread over 7 states will also be held tomorrow. These constituencies are Budgam and Nagrota in Jammu and Kashmir, Anta in Rajasthan, Ghatshila in Jharkhand, Jubilee Hills in Telangana, Tarn Taran in Punjab, Dampa in Mizoram, and Nuapala in Odisha. Counting of votes will take place on the 14th of November, along with Bihar Assembly elections. Union Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah will inaugurate the Co-op Kumbh 2025, an international conference on the urban cooperative credit sector in New Delhi. The two-day conference is being jointly organized by the National Federation of Urban Cooperative Banks and Credit Societies and the Ministry of Cooperation. The theme of the conference is Digitalizing Dreams, Empowering Communities. The event aims to empower communities and strengthen the cooperative foundation of financial inclusion in the country through dialogue, innovation, and a shared vision. It will see participation from policymakers, cooperative leaders, and international experts from the World Council of Credit Unions and Greenstone Farm Credit Services. The conference also celebrates the International Year of Cooperatives 2025. President Draupadi Murmu is scheduled to address the Angolan parliamentarians at the National Assembly in Luanda today. The president had said that as the world's largest democracy, India hopes to enhance parliamentary cooperation with Angola. She had stressed upon the need for the democratic institutions to learn from each other's experience through mutual exchanges. President Murmu will also interact with the members of the Indian community in Angola. The president had yesterday held wide-ranging discussions with Angolan President João Lourenço.
राष्ट्रपति लोरेंसो के साथ मेरी विस्तृत वार्ता के दौरान हमें द्विपक्षीय संबंधों के सभी पहलुओं पर चर्चा करने और क्षेत्रीय सहयोग को और मजबूत करने का अवसर प्राप्त हुआ हमारी आर्थिक साझेदारी एक जीवंत एनर्जी पार्टनरशिप पर आधारित है हमने नई क्षेत्रों में व्यापार और निवेश संबंधों को और विविध बनाने पर सहमति व्यक्त की जिसमें टेक्नोलॉजी कृषि स्वास्थ्य रक्षा इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर और पीपल टू पीपल टाइज शामिल है
असम चीफ मिनिस्टर हेमंत बिस्वा सारमा हैज सेड दैट द स्टेट कैबिनेट हैज अप्रूव्ड अ बिल टू बैन पॉलीगमी द बिल प्रोहिबिट्स एनी इंडिविजुअल फ्रॉम मैरिंग इफ दे ऑलरेडी हैव अ लिविंग स्पाउस आर नॉट लीगली सेपरेटेड और इफ देयर अर्ली मैरिज हैज नॉट बीन डिसॉल्वड बाय अ डिक्री ऑफ डिवोर्स हाउएवर देयर मे बी सम एक्सेप्शंस फॉर द सिक्स्थ शेड्यूल एरियाज The bill will be called the Assam Prohibition of Polygamy Bill 2025. The 30th UN Climate Change Conference or COP30 will begin today in Belém, Brazil, with hopes it will be a turning point for the Global South. Talks will focus on implementing the Paris Agreement, climate finance and adaptation plans as countries move from promises to action. India will highlight its clean energy progress, having reached its 50% non-fossil power target ahead of schedule, while pushing for practical adaptation indicators. And in chess, Indian Grandmaster Karthik Venkatraman advanced to the fourth round of FIDE Chess World Cup 2025 in Panaji, Goa. He reached the fourth round after defeating Romanian Grandmaster Bogdan Daniel Diaz in a tense tiebreaker. And that is the end of this news bulletin.